The rest of the story. Eva was an all-American girl, trapped overseas, ensnared in the web of war. No, she could not obtain a passport. No, she could not go home. And with each passing day, her options narrowed to a fearful few and finally to two. This is the rest of the story. Eva was one Yankee Doodle Dandy, actually born on the 4th of July. Hers was a happy childhood in hometown Los Angeles. Piano lessons, Girl Scouts, a wild crush on movie star Jimmy Stewart, a burgeoning interest in zoology, which was to become her major at UCLA, extroverted, boundlessly energetic, gifted with an outrageous sense of humor. Eva was a popular girl on campus. She loved watching football and playing tennis, a registered Republican, an unabashed patriot. She railed against so-called conscientious objectors, declaring that if she could, she would gladly fight and die for her country. After her bachelor's degree, Eva prepared for graduate work. But her plans were interrupted by an illness in the family, that of an aunt who was living abroad. Eva must visit her, the family insisted. There would be no time for passports. She could procure some temporary documents and then apply for a passport overseas. Well, reluctantly, Eva complied with her family's wishes. The foreign ways were barely tolerable during her stay. The food, she said, is killing me. She wrote home that the customs were intolerable, as were the people. The special security police made her nervous. Well, finally, one morning, Eva telephoned her father. Red tape was tying up her passport, she said. She was miserably unhappy, missed everybody terribly. She said she needed to come home. Her father promised to scissor as much red tape as he could, stateside. Eva was somewhat relieved. But then the horror happened. The country which Eva was visiting was suddenly at war with the United States. At first, because she understood so little of the native language, she didn't even fully grasp what was going on. But the word war, she knew. And with the awful realization came surging panic. Return home was now out of the question. The special security police tried to intimidate Eva into relinquishing her American citizenship. The girl refused. Over the next 2 weeks, she was vigorously interrogated. Still, Eva remained defiant. She hated everything about this country, she said. The United States would win the war soon, she said. Eva was permitted to stay with her aunt and uncle for the time being, but the neighbors made matters impossible. They called her a spy, a prisoner of war. Adults jeered at her and children threw stones at her, and at last she had to leave her relative's house. Now she was utterly alone, homeless and adrift in a sea of hostility. The persecution continued. The physical illness grew worse. One way or another, Eva must find a job. There were two that she could have, one in a munitions factory making bombs to drop on Americans, and the other, $6.60 a month, at a radio station. One day, Eva's rescuers did arrive, but by then they weren't sure what to make of her. You see, for all through the Pacific episode of World War II, American servicemen had been perplexed, aggravated, haunted by a voice without a face, by a daily radio broadcast of Japanese propaganda, a broadcast hosted by a young woman speaking fluent United States of America. To the Allies, she was Eva Toguri, worldwidely known as Tokyo Rose. Sounded like the enemy. Well, in a sense, that was so. Only now you know the rest of the story.